From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam lived a short period of his holy life in the city of Baghdad. While he was in the city of Baghdad, he tended towards knowledge and wisdom, and his eminence established the basis and the principles of knowledge, and he made use of the period of his stay in Baghdad in order to spread knowledge and wisdom and teach the different sciences and to merge the intellect with the Islamic sciences and literature. A great number of scholars and narrators joined Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam to learn from his eminence the different Islamic sciences such as theology, philosophy, jurisprudence, and the interpretation of the Quran, the tafsir.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam, the ninth divinely appointed Imam. We find, dear friends, that in the time of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, the environment and the ambiance was such that there was various different theological and philosophical schools of thought. Of course, this was partly in due to the fact that there were external influences such as different theologies, ideologies, and philosophies which were coming into the Islamic world from different parts of the rest of the world. So you had this Roman, Greek, and Roman philosophies, and then you had philosophies from the science side of the Asia, whether it was Hind, which is known as India in the present day, or Sindh, which according to some interpretations is present-day Pakistan, or Sin, which is supposed to be China. So all of these different philosophies were coming from the outside into the Muslim world. And on the other hand, we find that within the Muslims, there was a lot of discrepancies and a lot of differences with one another, of course, because they had not taken the axis known as imama and wilaya the way that the Almighty Allah had wanted them to. So when you don't have an axis or a central point to refer to, which is connected to the Almighty Allah, then discrepancies and differences do arise. One of the things that would be spoken about was fate in the time of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. So when somebody asked Imam al-Jawad about fate, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam answered, and he said that when fate is decided, the wide space becomes narrow. Now, of course, this has different interpretations. Many scholars have given different kind of interpretations about this. Of course, one interpretation is that when, because fate is not such that it has nothing to do with the individual itself. So, for example, you know, if I continue to commit actions to a point where there is no return, then yes, at that point, fate is now decided, except for, of course, if the Almighty Allah decides to change that fate for whatever reason. And of course, we accept this because the Almighty Allah is all-knowing, all-hearing, and He is all-wise, He is all-knowledgeable. But when one does something to the point of no return, then yes, fate is decided. And then that wide space that you had before, it becomes narrow. If we take something as simple as our health, right? If we start to continuously eat junk food on a very regular basis, then that wide space that we had of health will start to become narrow until eventually we start to become sick. And after we become sick, of course, now fate is becoming decided. Eventually, we lead ourselves to our own death. Other interpretations about this from some of the great religious scholars is that when Allah determines to take the life of someone, then fate here is talking about the fate of death. So that when fate is decided and the time of death is finalized and Allah determines to take the life of someone, then the space, in spite of its greatness, becomes narrow for that individual, meaning that there is no way to escape from that fate which has been decided. Very interesting statement here by the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, as to regarding fate and how wide spaces become narrow. Regardless, whatever interpretation you take, the common denominator is that when fate is decided by the Almighty Allah, then of course there is no way to escape, and that wide space that was previously there becomes incredibly narrow. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. Basically, look at the special wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our ninth Imam. What is zinat? Beauty. But let us go to the hadith of the Imam, where Imam talks about a zinat in a very different level. وَحُسْنُ الْعَدَبْ زِينَةُ الْعَقْلِ Good manners is beauty for intelligence. Now, it's a discussion by itself, who is intelligent, who is not intelligent. We don't want to go into that. But the Imam is saying, if a person who is intelligent, you know, one of the beauty of such a person would be that his manners would be good. You know, there's a narration, again, in the life of the ninth Imam, and this is where you see the continuity in the guidance. Even though one Imam was not present at the time of the other Imam, there was a companion common to 8th and 9th Imam. And he says, once I went to the 8th Imam and he gave me something, and I took it. While I was leaving, Imam stopped and he says, why didn't you say Alhamdulillah? You know, you got something, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time passed, it was 8th Imam's time, and he goes to him. Something similar happens and Imam gave him something. And he immediately said, Alhamdulillah. Now the narration doesn't say that the ninth Imam was there in the first. He just turned to him, the Imam, and he says, Ta'addabta, now you have acquired the adab and good manners.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir /en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.